Okay, well, today our speaker, Patty, will now share her experience for 15 minutes on step two. Patty, do you want Kit to give you a timing warning of any sort?
Yes, could you give me 5, 5, and 5? Thank you, Kit.
All right, take it away, Patty.
Hi, everybody. Good morning, afternoon, and evening. It's an international meeting. Wow, that's exciting. So I was asked to share today. And, you know, this morning after my meditation and prayer, I just opened my big book and I ended up on page 50 in We Agnostics. I said, okay, this is step two. This is exactly where I need to be. And I wanted to read the step. Hang on one second. So it says, came to believe and that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. Came to believe. And what I've learned in this program as a result of our process here is that for me, I have to come to believe and rely on a power greater than myself. So on page 50 in the big book with the transcriptions, this paragraph reads, here are thousands of men and women, worldly indeed. They flatly declare that since they have come to believe in a power greater than themselves, to take a certain action toward a certain attitude toward that power and to do certain simple things, there has been a revolutionary change in their way of living and thinking. In the face of collapse and despair, in the face of the total failure of their human resources, they found that a new power, peace, happiness, and sense of direction flowed into them. This happened soon after they wholeheartedly met a few simple requirements. Once confused and baffled by the seeming futility of existence, they showed the underlying reasons why they were making heavy going of life. Leaving aside the drink question, or the think question, or the eat question, they tell why living was so unsatisfactory. They show how the change came over them. When many hundreds of people are able to say that the consciousness of the presence of God is today the most important fact of their lives, they present a powerful reason why one should have faith. And there are several considerations in that paragraph. The first one is, do I believe I have to not only come to believe in a power greater than myself, but also to take a certain attitude? And that annotation, but beside certain attitude, says that on page 55, that certain attitude is, if I can lay aside prejudice, if I can think honestly, if I've been encouraged to search diligently within myself, I can find God. So this power greater than myself is not outside myself. That's very clear. However, it's not found between my ears. It's never going to come from between my ears, because my best thinking got me face down in a chocolate cake, got me sticking my foot in my mouth, got me giving unsolicited advice, got me drinking too much from time to time. My mind is not where I find God. So the next consideration says that do I believe I must wholeheartedly meet a few simple requirements, which it refers to as the steps, to have a revolutionary change in my way of living and thinking? And yes, I do, because left to my own devices, I'm going to revert to the path I've always walked, to the rut I've always been in, to the habits I've always held and developed. There's an asterisk 3 there, and it says another place that talks about I can't read my writing. Oh, more than one requirement to stay emotionally sober. The only requirement for membership in this fellowship isn't, thank you, the only requirement to be a participant in this recovery process. And that's the key right there. I only have to want, right, recovery. That's the only criteria I quote. Simple requirements, and that's the steps. And then it says, the next annotation says, am I confused and baffled by the seeming uselessness of existence? Yes, yes, because I tell you right now, if you turn to page 52 in the middle of the page, it shows me the bedevilments. And it tells me right there in the annotations that this is the unmanageability of life that I face, whether I'm sober or not, whether I'm creating chaos or not, whether I'm in the food or not. This is life, right? I had to ask myself why I shouldn't apply to my human problems the same willingness to change my point of view. I was, do I have trouble with personal relationships? I couldn't control my emotions. Was I able to control my emotions? Did I obsess? Am I vulnerable to misery and depression? Can I make a living satisfying enough to keep me happy and emotionally sober? Did I have a feeling of uselessness? Wasn't I full of fear? Was I unhappy? Do I seem unable to be of real help to other people? Is a basic solution for these problems more important for me than whether I could see the new newsreels of the future? Of course it was. So that's my unmanageability of life. And those occur, it says in that sidebar, this is a great description of sober, untreated adrenalism, because I'm a chaos creator. Nothing to do with chaos creating unless I'm still creating chaos. So naturally, if I'm still in the food or I'm still creating chaos or I'm still drinking, naturally, all of this stuff is going to be unmanageable. But the fact of the matter is, and that's what this process and this book have helped me realize, is that these things are unmanageable on my own as a human being anyway. They are usually the things that trigger me to go to my substance or behavior of choice, to distract me from the problem. So I come back again to page 51, and it says right here, do I believe my lack of power was the underlying reason I was making heavy going of life? And boy, howdy do I. Leaving aside the thinking, drinking, eating question, was living in my own power not enough? And absolutely it was not enough. I can't even begin to say. I have so many examples of how it was not enough. When many hundreds of people are able to say that not just a belief, but that the consciousness of the presence of God is today the most important fact of their lives, does this present a powerful reason why I should have faith? And it absolutely does. Because I can tell you, I've been working the VBA process on my steps for the last 2.5 years. And I have relapsed in my food program. I have struggled with my controlling fixing. There was a while there when I started drinking. I hadn't been a drinker, but the next thing I know, I'm using that. And here's the other thing. If I'm not using something like that,
5 minutes, Patty.
Oh gosh. Thank you, sweetie. If I'm not using something like that to distract, I'm using shopping, right? Or I'm using television, or I'm using games on the phone. Lately, I've been using YouTube pimple popping videos. It's so sick, it's so gross, but you know what? It's mesmerizing. And all that is a cycle of addiction. It's just a cycle of addiction to distract me from the real issues of my life. So what do I do? What do I need to do? I've got to rely on this power greater than myself. I've got to rely on this God of my own understanding. I know it's here. I've experienced it. I have had miracles in my life as a result of this power. But I have to turn to the power. I have to plug into the power. And how do I do that? I have to use these steps and this book to show and guide me exactly where to go and how to do it. I have to call in to one of you. I have to reach out. I have to go to meetings. I have tools today that I didn't have growing up, that I didn't have, you know, accessible to me before. But today I do. But the tools are not enough if I'm not putting my reliance solely upon my higher power. I can diet all day long and I won't lose an ounce of weight. I can fast. I can do all those things. I can get my thinking straightened out, right? And tell myself, oh, keep your mouth shut. You know, don't say anything. Don't advise, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't stop the crazy from taking up the space in my head. I mean, I may not be doing it overtly, but in my mind, I'm fighting with you, or I'm spending time giving you advice that you won't take because you never hear. That's still my disease. And until and unless I am able to harness the power from my higher power, I have no control. I have no control. I can't remember. Gosh, you guys. Anyway, I have to realize, and I have realized through the course of this process, that my higher power is always available to me. I am not always available to it, right? I am like that three-year-old that's tugging and writhing, trying to get out of the grip of its mother's hand, right? So I can run into traffic. That's who I am in my disease. And it's who I am in my own will. Sometimes being in my will is not necessarily being in my disease. But being in my will rather than in God's will is definitely going to lead to being in my disease. That's one thing I've discovered. And I have to keep discovering that each and every day. So I say the set aside prayer to help me, you know, let go of everything I think I know. Because quite frankly, guys, I don't know how to maintain personal relationships. I don't know how to have financial security. I don't know how to be truly useful to people without good orderly direction, God. And I think that's all I have. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Patty. That was wonderful on step two. I'll stop the recording.